Good morning, happy Monday. It's John Garrett coming to you with another episode of Green Apple Slices. I'm in Portland, Oregon for the AIM Conference, the Association for Accounting Marketers. And it's going to get crazy because there's no CPAs around to watch them.
to keep them in check. Yeah.
So fun. But every Monday, I talk with Rachel Fish, the Accountants Group Leader for Canada, for Sage in Canada. Rachel Fish, everybody. Yes. Wow.
Hey, John.
You were so popular in the Sage sessions in Toronto. So it was so fun hanging out with everybody.
Yeah, thanks. I think you're the one that had kind of the crowd of people around you anyway.
Well, whatever. It's kind of how it goes, I guess. But it was so fun hanging out. And I know this week you're off to more adventures in Canada land.
So, you have none of the CPAs. I have all the CPAs. So I'm in Edmonton for the CPA Alberta event, which is cool.
There you go. You know, as cool as that sounds, yeah. I'm going to choose the marketers. I really am. But every Monday, we always talk through an article that we find online. And this one was on payscale.com on their blog. And it was how to use coaching to skyrocket employee engagement. Mm-hmm. It's really fantastic to read about how, you know, people doing one-on-one interaction or actually engaging on a human-to-human level has an impact. I mean, it's pretty profound.
Oh, for sure. And even when you look at, you know, the big whole technology disruption thing, what's coming up over and over again is how important relationships are and how important soft skills are and how the ability to connect with your clients is something that automation and technology is never going to be able to replace. The only thing is that in some cases, that part seems so foreign to people. So what I really loved about this coaching piece is that it really not only allows you to communicate more effectively and connect with, you know, people kind of throughout their career journey, but it helps them to instill some of those soft skills that they can then turn around and encourage others with as well.
Right. Absolutely. And you're showing an interest in the people and in investing in them and wanting to build up their skill sets and make them better at what they're doing mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So there's huge ramifications for the company or the firm on top of that. I mean, you're making your people stronger. So then they can do more and take on more responsibility. So it makes sense.
For sure. And right in it, even in the top section, right underneath the title, it says more than 70% of employees who are considering leaving their jobs say that they have to leave their current company in order to advance their careers.
Right.
And so it's like they don't even know what a career path looks like. Like when you're hiring somebody, are you hiring somebody for that immediate job? Are you looking forward to what they might actually be able to achieve within your company and then set them on a clear career path or a success path there as well. And I think those are the types of things that really make an employee really sticky to know. And we've talked about this before, right? People are more engaged when they feel like they're all working towards a common purpose or when they, you know, have things to look forward to and things like that. And so, don't underestimate that even right within the interview process or even like within the hiring process, making sure that you can either see or mold them, up into the company as well.
Yeah. And it also, by coaching them throughout, it makes when they get promoted or when they take on new responsibilities, and such a huge jump.
For sure.
And I mean, I know, especially in public accounting, I mean, when you go from manager to senior manager up to partner, I mean, you have to start selling, you have to start relationship building. You're less of a doer and more of a relationship type of person. And those sales skills and those personal skills aren't innate in us for some reason, even though we're humans, but for some reason, professionalism has sucked it out of us and over that time. And so, but by keeping that fresh, then it's a more natural transition for people and they're able to be more productive earlier on in their promotion.
Absolutely. And I think that especially in firm culture where those roles are so clearly defined, right? Like associate, senior associate, and then, you know, manager, assistant manager, manager, senior manager, director, partner.
Right.
They're so clearly defined that, you know, in some cases it can create communication silos because I'm not a partner, so I can't call a meeting of partners. Those types of things. I'm sure I've never experienced that before.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, when you do become director, when you do become partner, even from manager to senior manager, it should never be a shock.
Right.
Right. It should be really clear that that's the path that you're on and that's what you're working towards.
Although I would say when I became a senior associate, I'm sure it was a shock to everyone.
Everybody. That guy?
So yeah, Yeah. So if everybody wants to check out the article online, there's some really great tips here, especially on helping managers become coaches.
Yeah, it's a really good article.
Because, I mean, that's the role of a manager is to hire the best talent and then keep them engaged.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. So check out that at greenapplepodcast.com and follow us on Twitter. See all the adventures that we're both up to. Fish Books is Rachel's, and I'm at Recovering CPA, or the podcast has its own at Green Apple Pod on Twitter. So feel free to check that out. And email us if you or anyone you know is out there shattering the stereotype and has hobbies or passions or interests outside of work. Just let us know through greenapplepodcast.com. So until then, I got to go kick off this conference in Portland, and Rachel's going to pack her bags and head out for
Edmonton.
There it is. So have a great week, Rachel.
You too, John. Talk to you later.